this is Susie Larson. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. You know, shows like this are made possible because of your continued support of Faith Radio. To learn more, please check out our website at myfaithradio.com. Welcome to Hour 2 of Live the Promise. So glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson, and if you just tuned in, you missed a phenomenal, oh my goodness, first hour with Liz Curtis Higgs. She comes on every month for the Redemption Stories feature, and we looked at the life of Mary Magdalene and what it means for us and how God really comes to seek and save the lost, to redeem our story. And she always brings a depth of truth from Scripture that so few guests are able to do, and so you got to go back and hear that first hour. You'll find it on our website. The podcast will be up in just a little bit at myfaithradio.com. So now we're going to hear from an artist, Mary Beth Carlson. Maybe you've heard from her, beautiful pianist, woman of God. And she's going to share some of her music, some of the lyrics she's written, some of her faith journey with us. And we've got 7 copies of her album, Amazing Grace. So if you want at any point during this hour, call in and ask Mary Beth a question, chime into the conversation. We'll get you a copy of her album, Amazing Grace. Yeah, I'm going to give you that number. You really should put it on your speed dial so you can, when you're driving, call me at a moment's notice, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So let me tell you about my second hour guest, and we'll get this conversation started. Mary Beth Carlson is a songwriter, performing and recording artist, author, inspirational speaker, and former Teacher of the Year. She was the lead pianist at Nordstrom Mall of America for nearly 15 years, and she performs nationally as a pianist and speaker. Mary Beth has produced and recorded 25 albums of piano orchestral music. She and her husband, Kent, have been married for 40 years. They have 3 daughters and, count them, 7 grandkids. Mary Beth, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled, and I'm honored, and I'm humbled to be here. Bless your heart, Susie.
Good to be with you. And you know, there's times where our paths have crossed, where we've been at the same conferences. Maybe you've just been there, and I'm coming in, or vice versa. So we've walked along some of the same roads and territories, so it's real fun to have you in today.
We have. Thanks.
Yes. Well, we always love to talk Scripture. I'm wondering if you either have a life verse or just a verse that the Lord's been speaking to you about these days you can share with us.
You know, the verse that's always kind of at arm's length for my heart's cry, so to speak, is sort of the theme verse that I use when I begin to write a song and after I've written a song, just to, you know, check in, make sure I've been true to what the Lord has wanted me to share. And it's from Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
My goodness, that's an amazing verse.
Yes, it is.
Unpack it for us a little bit, if you would.
Oh, sure. You know, I think the word, besides hope, that really grips me when I read that verse, when I say it aloud, is the word trust. And when we completely open our hearts and our minds to trusting fully what he has in his plan for us, I think it's a lot easier for us to experience that fullness of joy and to be filled with that hope that he wants for us, that he's promised to us. Mm-hmm. So that's the word that really grips me the most besides hope in that verse.
And so maybe you're facing an insurmountable task or something you don't want to do, something you've been putting off. I want you to just read, Mary Beth, that verse one more time.
Oh,
I want
absolutely.
You to hear this from Mary Beth. Hear this from God's word as a word from the Lord's heart to yours.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's from Romans 15:13. Mark that in your Bible. Mm. You'll want to go back and read that again to yourself. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
So, so good. Thanks for sharing that. That's why
Absolutely.
We love to do this. It brings the Word of God to life, you know?
It does.
So before we start sharing some of your music and give away some of your CDs, I would love a little backstory, not only on your faith journey, just how you came to Christ, but when you first realized you could play the piano.
Wow, that goes back a long time, Susie.
Mm-hmm. In the womb. You were playing the piano in the
womb. I don't think so, but pretty close. My first recollection of ever playing the piano was when I heard my dad play Silent Night. I was 4 years old, I was told. Probably didn't know that at the time. But I heard him playing Silent Night on the piano. It was, now I know that it was all in sixths. That's the interval that I remember. I suppose that's because that's how a man's clutch or a man's hand fits over the clutch. Mm-hmm. But he played Silent Night all in sixths on the piano. And I thought, that's not the way I've heard it in church. That's not...
As a four-year-old, you discern that?
Yeah, I did. I remember those thoughts because I climbed up onto the piano bench after he'd left and I played it. My mom said, yep, that was your first song that you played. So that was my earliest recollection
like
of playing
from
piano.
Ear, like you played it from just memory, from hearing it at church.
Right.
That's amazing. And better than your dad. That's amazing.
Well,
easy
to say he's not around anymore.
Wow, that's really amazing. And so obviously you got lessons and then you just started to develop the gift, huh?
Pretty much. Although I didn't start lessons right away. I started when I was 10 years old. I was in fourth grade. And by that time, I could pretty much play what I wanted to play because of having that gift of playing by ear. I would hear a song on the radio, and I'd sit down, and I would play it if I liked it enough. I would play hymns that I heard in church. That was a big, big deal for me, was to play what I heard my mom sing around the house. Go home and play what I heard sung in church. And I think that's part of why I love the hymns. I think that's a big part of it. I think I just said that for the first time.
Wow.
Or just right now.
Yeah. It's a revelation.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We've got some instrumental songs that you'll hear Mary Beth has on her albums, but she also has written some beautiful lyrics. So we're going to do something a little different today. As we said, we've got 7 copies of Amazing Grace, and I want to get the subtitle, get it closer to me so I can read it. It says, Inspiring Songs of Faith, Hope, and Love by Mary Beth Carlson. So we're going to play a song here and a song there, and then she'll read some lyrics, and you can call in if you want to try to get a copy of one of these albums. 877-933-2484. So set up the song Peace Giver first before we play it. Excuse me. The Peace Giver. Can you tell us about that song before
we play
it? Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to our wonderful engineer over there. I thought, I hope you're not asking me to do that.
Yeah.
Sure, I can set that song up. That's actually not a song from the CD, Amazing Grace, that you just kindly mentioned. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But it was a CD that was kind of in the track, so to speak, no pun intended, of this journey with Jody, our daughter, who is the second of 3 of our daughters. And she was born with cerebral palsy and autism and was extraordinarily high functioning, very bright, terrific memory. If you know or live with and love people that have autism, you get that. They remember just about everything and then spit it back out in very interesting ways. Hmm. But Jody, at age 17, had a very significant and devastating breakdown. And her grandfather, Kent's dad, my husband's dad, had just died suffering from Alzheimer's. And subsequent losses in her life, for instance, teachers leaving, special ed teachers that stay with you forever, they left, went to other districts. All of these losses kind of resulted in a very turbulent state of being for Jody. She just kind of ran out of coping skills. She lost her will to survive and thrive. And that was the beginning of a big, big journey for us with Jody having mental illness. Mm. And we had such a peaceful home. It was really free of turmoil. It was really free of strife. And as soon as Jody became so seriously mentally ill, a lot of that peace left our home, and she became very physical. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body, never has. I'm sure she never will. But she began pushing her little sister down the stairs, pushing her grandma down the stairs.
Wow.
And schizophrenia became a prevalent part of these symptoms. And I needed the peace in my heart to prevail, and I needed the peace in our home to return. So I looked to the Lord and in his word, and he gave me John 14:27. I'm sure you know it well. And friends out there, I'm sure you do too. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. We have a choice.
Yeah.
We have a choice, but do not let your hearts be troubled. So I claimed that verse as my very own, as we often do, and wrote a song from my heart to his about the need to have that peace restored.
We're going to put that on in just a moment, but Judy from Fergus Falls is calling in with a question for you. In fact, the whole call screen lit up. Poor Grace had about 7 calls to manage there, just a moment's notice. But Judy has a question for you. Judy, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. Mary Beth, I have a question for you. I've heard that you graduated from Hillcrest Lutheran Academy in Fergus Falls, is where I live, and I've worked there for a few years. If you did, I want you to confirm that. And then the question is, how did that impact your life for Christ?
Okay, we're having a technical issue, so Mary Beth can't hear Judy in her ear, so I'm going to repeat the question
sure.
that Judy asked.
She Hi,
said,
Judy.
Yes, she says that she asked if you graduated from Hillcrest Academy, and if so, how did that affect your Christian faith?
Oh, I absolutely went to Hillcrest Academy, Judy, from Fergus Falls.
Ah!
Hillcrest is in Fergus Falls. And I was a Christian. I had been forever, and that did truly impact my faith, and I believe that I learned so much about how to trust in the Lord, how to place my faith in God so that I would be content in my circumstances. And the Bible teaching up there is so phenomenal. It's so deep and it's so rich. That's the stuff that you carry with you for the rest mm-hmm. of your life. I hope that answered your question, Judy,
that's
and I'm
wonderful.
So sorry I couldn't hear you. Well, I'd probably recognize you if
yeah.
I did.
Judy, thank you for that. Let's pause and play Peace Giver, and you're going to hear Mary Beth Carlson just read some of the lyrics that kind of go with this song, right? Or they're just
Absolutely.
Lyrics? Okay,
oh,
let's
yeah,
hear
nope.
it. Let's hear it.
Yep. When I feel the world crowding in on me, I seek a place to hide, the choices few. Then I hear a voice whispered gently to my heart. I will be your shield. Peace I give to you. When I fear the sea, far too deep and wide, I'd rather ford a stream, not risking loss. I hear a tender voice whispered gently to my heart. I will be your bridge. The bridge will be my cross. Peace giver, healer of my heart, fill me with your presence in this place. You are my peace giver, lover of my soul. I praise your holy name and seek your face. When I hear the storm raging deep inside, I long to find a stillness I once knew. A sweet, familiar voice whispers gently to my heart, your refuge I will be, my peace I give to you. Only you can still the waters of my soul. Give me rest and make my spirit whole. Once again, I hear you call my name. You promise me you'll always be the same. Forever, peace giver, healer of my heart, fill me with your presence in this place. You are my peace giver, lover of my soul. I praise your holy name and seek your face. Peace giver, refuge and my guide, hold me in the comfort of your grace.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Talking to Mary Beth Carlson today. We've got a handful of copies of the CD, Amazing Grace, where it's playing certain songs and having her just read lyrics she's written to go along with those songs. And we welcome your calls, 877-933-2484. Lou called in and said, I've also been playing piano since I was 3 or 4. Thank you for this program. Well, you're welcome, Lou. More with Mary Beth Carlson in a moment. for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Have Mary Beth Carlson in studio for this second hour of Live the Promise. And she's a pianist and a speaker and an author. And she's got some beautiful instrumental music. This is the kind of stuff you want on when the fire is going and you're sitting reading a book or just reading scripture, reflecting in time with the Lord. And so we're playing different songs from her various albums, and she's reading lyrics that go along with them. And so give us a little backstory, if you would, Mary Beth, on After the Rain.
Sure. Well, After the Rain was before Jody's breakdown.
Hmm.
And yet, it's interesting. I was talking to my husband earlier today, and we were going through what we might be talking about, you and I, and I said, you know, After the Rain, that, when did I write that? Because he's in charge of all the royalties, so he knows exactly what year and who to pay the royalties to. But this, as I read it again today, must have been, it's almost prophetic. It must have been looking into the future. Jody was probably in junior high at the time. She was starting to go through some rough stuff, which often occurs when, you know, an adolescent girl goes through junior high. We all know that. But it's one of the sadder stories in the lyrics, and yet it ends up very positive, as all the songs do that I write. But it talks about hearts mending through the pain, and yet that there's a whole new world of promise in a rainbow after the rain. So it's about facing challenges in life, placing our hope in God alone, knowing that the outcome will be good in God's timing.
And there is a time that comes after the rain. And I want to say, Ina called in and said, I've also played by ear. Does Mary Beth still do that, or does she lean on lessons that she took?
Oh, my. Do I lean on lessons? That was a while back. But you know what? That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking that. I do still play by ear. I almost play by ear exclusively, except when I'm in church and somebody or at a concert and somebody wants to have a certain hymn and I don't know it, so I look in the hymn book. And then, yes, of course, I have to rely on what I learned taking piano lessons and learning to read notes. So I do both. But in this career, I think it's really important to set yourself apart by doing something that God has given you as a special gift, and by presenting it that way, that this is something that I treasure that God has given me. I play without music, and I write, and I write lyrics, and I write the melodies and the harmonies, and I'm grateful that I did have the lessons to kind of set that up, frame it up.
Yeah, that's so good. This may sound kind of funny, but I actually write by ear as an author.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do. It's just by a sense of a rhythm.
I totally do.
You know, technically, there's things I know and I've learned along the way, but I really do rely on that just instinct about a rhythm of a sentence.
And,
interesting. Well, Susan also called in. She says, I've heard Mary Beth perform before, but I didn't know this whole story. What a talent. And thank you, Susie. You always have the most fantastic guests. Well, thank you, Susan, for that.
Yeah, thanks, Susan.
Call. Wow. Okay, so we're going to hear After the Rain, and you're going to hear some selected lyrics written by our own Mary Beth Carlson. Let's listen.
Isaiah 41:18, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Like a friendship starting over, when forgiving lights the way, a rose about to bloom at the dawn of a new day, finding love once lost, hearts mending through the pain. There's a whole new world of promise in a rainbow after the rain. Picking up the pieces of a dream faded and gone. Wondering if I'll ever smile again. When the storm seems endless, he reaches for my hand. He leads me to the clearing in the sunlight after the rain. Like a poem deeply inspired by an enlightened view of life, a song with a soulful tune of peace beyond the strife. Like the light inside my heart These three things remain: faith, hope, and love in the sunshine after the rain. Picking up the pieces of a dream faded and gone, wondering if I'll ever smile again. When the night seems endless, he reaches for my hand, leads me through the darkness in the morning after the rain. There's hope in a new beginning, in a rainbow after the rain.
Just beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Susie.
Thinking of that person who's in the rain right now, wondering, you know, where is the rainbow? Where's the breakthrough? Where's God's gentle voice leading me onward? I know you've been there before. What advice do you have for that person who feels like, this is not the life I envisioned? This disappointment is about to wreck me. And I know, again, you've been there. What would you say?
Probably the most frustrating thing of all to say and to hear is just to rest. And that's coming up in a song later, but it brought me right back to that song coming up here. To rest in the Lord is really hard. It's not always very restful. It's really difficult to get to that place, but again, to trust that God does have a plan. It's not our timing. It's in God's timing that we need to trust and hang on to. We need to hang on to that hope that He will provide for us. He will take care of us. He will heal our hearts. But we have to rest the best we can. Just lean on Him. Mm-hmm. Read His Word. Pray to Him. Cry out with your heart.
Yeah.
And listen. And trust that He will give you that rest.
You're so right. We do have to fight sometimes to get to that rest, because the current of chaos just threatens to pull us away. And we just have a couple minutes before we take a break, Mary Beth. But I'm wondering, how have your battles changed you for the better? I mean, how have your heartbreaks and disappointments and the things you've wrestled through really transformed you into Christ-likeness and have made you just more firm in your resolve to trust Him?
Well, age is a good thing. Aging is not all bad. just allowing God to shape my will and help me with, you know, everything that He has to give me to bring me to that place of rest. It comes quicker, I will say, these days, even though this is a horrible week with Jody. It's a terribly hard week with Jody. She's having a tough time. She just started a brand new work program. They didn't meet her there because they didn't know she was coming that day. The miscommunication was kind of tripping over itself. And that was a point where I needed to say, oh, God, I just trust You. I just trust You. I can't be there to hold her hand, but You can be there. You can take her right hand. You can hold her. You can carry her through this, and I trust You to do that. And I rest in that promise that You will. And she's making it through. It's just really, really hard. So, you know, change is hard for all of us. It's really, really hard for someone with autism. It's really, really hard for someone who is depressed and who is going through this journey of mental illness. But again, there's that rest that we can count on for our loved ones, with our loved ones, and to be able to just trust in the Lord and know that that's going to come easier in our faith walk as that goes along.
You know, and our adult kids are just too heavy to carry. We're not intended to carry, no matter what they're dealing with.
Absolutely.
And so to find that way to get to that place of rest is our best course. It just is. Talking to Mary Beth Carlson today. I don't know how many CDs we have left, but we might have a few. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. If you've got a question, you can also email Susie@myfaithradio.com. More music and ministry with Mary Beth Carlson in a moment. strengthen your faith? Here's a challenge for you. Share what God has done with somebody. Ask the Lord for an opportunity to share your story, and then be bold and share it. Say what God has done. So often we shrink back because we think, I'm not a theologian, I've not been trained. But you know what? You've been saved. You got a story to tell. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, in studio with Mary Beth Carlson, an amazing pianist, an amazing woman of God. I think we've got a few CDs of her left, Amazing Grace, just beautiful instrumental music. You can have your prayer time, too, or I think great background music if you've got having a dinner party. It's just beautiful, beautiful music. She's given us a little backstory in some of these songs. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So our next song is done with a vocalist, Holly Collison. It's called Whisper Hope. Tell us about that song, Mary Beth.
Sure. Well, if you've been tuning in, I've been kind of chronicling the journey that we have with Jody. And
that's your daughter.
That's our daughter, right? Second of three daughters, born with cerebral palsy and autism, but extraordinarily high functioning until she had this ridiculously devastating breakdown about 18 years ago now. Mm. Wow. That's a long time to go through a journey. Mm. And the journey is still happening. But the songs have been inspired by different parts of the journey where I have called out to the Lord for help with peace, as we heard from Peacegiver. And then I was so grateful for his gift of peace restoration, but I was running a little short on hope because it was getting to be long. This is about, 7 years ago or so, and wondering, is she going to be healed? Can I rest? Can I wait with patience In the midst of this turmoil, because it's tough, tough for parents. But if you can imagine your child going through each challenging day, meeting difficulties that most of us will never imagine. And I realize we all have a story, but this is mine. Mm-hmm. So I only know mine right now. Whisper Hope was written actually the morning after I had asked to see God's face. I've never told this story before, so bear with me. Mm. Okay. I was in prayer and I just wanted to see God's face. You know, I hear about the importance of seeking his face, and I get that that's, you know, kind of maybe a metaphor, but a lot of people, a lot of Christian friends have said, I can see his face when I pray to him. Well, I can't. I feel his presence, but I don't see his face. So I just asked, oh, Lord, if it's okay, I would just love to see your face as I'm talking with you. We're talking together. And I just waited. And all of a sudden, I know this sounds kind of creepy and weird, Susie, but it was really true. All of a sudden, I felt this warm hand on my forehead. And it wasn't Kent's. He was sound asleep and snoring. And it was just this warmth on my forehead. And I thought, oh, that's the touch of your hand.
Wow.
Oh, tell me more about this. Why are you doing this? This is so meaningful to me. Well, I felt that. And I learned that was his way of assuring me that I'm not gone. I'm here. You know, you might not see my face, but maybe if I'd shown you my face, maybe you'd think you'd conjured it up or something. This is something different and special, meant just for you. And that's how I felt. Mm. So the next morning, I wrote this song, Whisper Hope. And I've never told that story before. Like I said, there's a line in here that Holly Collison will sing that might be a little bit puzzling to people. It's with a touch of your hand, I receive everlasting love, undeserving grace, all sufficient peace and hope. That's what that means. That's where that came from. So it's really not a far out random lyric that I had to quick compose to make it rhyme.
It happened.
It happened. Yeah. So that's the story behind that song.
And this particular song does have lyrics, but a lot, you know, most of them are instrumental, but you have lyrics. So do you lay out those lyrics first and then write your music, or?
Great question. I do. I'm a lyricist first, I guess, even though I just love writing the harmonies and the melodies. But I have felt that to write words first gives deeper meaning and a greater dimension, a more meaningful shape to the song. And I think that's so important in writing. You need to have that structure, the song structure that makes sense. It tells a story. You're getting from point A to point B to point C somehow that makes sense. But to pray over words that God gives me first really gives me the sense that these are the words that God wants me to share. If they're not shared anywhere else, but in the liner notes of each CD, I know what they are, and I can talk about them. And the music in its chordal progression, in the choice of the chords, in the shaping of the melody, it all has to do with the words that are said. Mm. And Holly does sing this song so beautifully. It's only sung on one of our DVDs called Peace on Earth, but it's the instrumental version is in the Whisper Hope CD.
Okay, let's hear Whisper Hope.
In the quiet of this hour, in the stillness of this place, I kneel before you, Lord, at your sacred throne of grace. The need to feel your presence deep within my soul is a longing and desire you created me to know. I call upon your name, you draw me near, closer.
Whisper of Hope from Mary Beth Carlson, and her vocalist is Holly Collison. We're hearing music from Mary Beth Carlson, and she travels all over the country and plays. And what are some of the most common events that you typically do? Are they just piano concerts? Are you kind of linked with other events? Do you know what I mean? Other things going on at conferences?
Or? Yeah, another good question. You ask really good questions.
Oh,
thank
so
you,
sweet.
Susie. Oh, you do. They're just a kind of a smorgasbord of things. You know, I know God is leading me where he has planned for me to go. So if it's a women's retreat to speak, whether it's a weekend or just a day event, I love that. I love women's ministry. I love chatting with women about their stories and about what they need prayer about. I also do piano concerts for piano dedications, just anything, you know, a lot of speaking, talking about a book that I contributed to, but in nearly every instance, whether it's a secular event or whether it's an inspirational event, people hear my faith story, and they seem to be okay with that, and I'm grateful for that.
Mm. And even when you were at Nordstrom's at the Mall of America, what was that like for 15 years? I mean, I bet you had lots of opportunities there, huh?
I did, and it amazes me that nobody turned me in. One day, I was playing on Eagle's Wings on the piano, and a customer, shopper came down the stairs or came down the escalator. That's where the piano was and circled around and said, that song, it's from a movie. It's a movie theme. Help me think of what it is. It's a movie. I know it. And I said, well, actually it's not. And I thought, thanks, Lord. Here's my ticket.
You know, right.
Zero right in. But yeah, you meet people from all walks of life. And I truly miss that experience of being able to share with people and being able to play their favorite songs and talk about their stories and their journeys. But I do know that that was God's timing, too.
Right.
It was God's timing to, you know, walk away from that, which was, I didn't have a choice. They took away the pianos in Nordstrom's. But other windows opened up and other doors opened.
You're so right. There's just times and seasons, isn't there?
That's right.
Okay, so tell us about A Brand New Day. That's a hopeful-sounding song.
It was a hopeful-sounding time, a very hopeful time. I was grateful for the peace. I was so thankful for the hope. Needed joy, as we all do in our journeys. And God gave me Lamentations of all books of the Bible. I thought, oh, Lord, I'm so lamenting. I don't know that I need to be here again right now. But Lamentations 3:22 and 23,
love that verse.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? Mm-hmm. They're priceless treasures. They're just gems in the Bible. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I felt that God had given me back the joy. I felt that he had given Kent, my husband, back the joy. We felt like, you know, even though our circumstances aren't so hot right now, Jody's troubled still, we can still be joyful mm-hmm. in the journey.
Mm-hmm. So good. And joy is a discipline, and it's a fruit of the Spirit as well. Let's hear
Amen.
A brand new day.
First light of morning, all is still. Only the whisper of dawn. First on my mind, what will I do with this day before it is gone? Will I think to remember the reason I hold this precious gift, the treasure of life and a brand new day? Because of your love, everlasting love, I live. A brand new day's arising on the wings of amazing grace, rivers of mercy flowing, flooding a dry, empty place. A brand new day's arising with the promise of your peace, giving thanks for every blessing, every care I now release. It's a brand new day, a new day dawning, a brand new day to worship you. Some days I wake confused, calling your name, I pray, and you take my hand, and with your perfect plan, guide me every step of the way. With joy, I remember the reason I am no longer lost. With a heart of praise, this day I raise your name because of your love and the cross.
So good. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got a couple more songs from Mary Beth Carlson, a little bit more about the faith journey. And maybe you're in that place that Mary Beth talked about where you're trying to find hope, trying to find joy. We've all been there. Sometimes you just need a few friends around you. Give us a call. Mary Beth and I would love to stand with you, to pray with you. We've even got a lot of great resources on our faith radio shelf that we could get to you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email me, Susie at myfaithradio.com. Talking to Mary Beth Carlson. More of her music in just a moment.
You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I am running into your arms. Oh.
So glad you tuned in. Hope your Wednesday is going well. That's Ren Collective. And I just got to tell you, I've been talking about this video of theirs because I interviewed them, I want to say, a couple weeks ago. We aired it last week. It's called The Art of Celebration. Go on YouTube, type in Ren Collective, The Art of Celebration. It's 7 minutes long. These cute guys and this darling girl talking about the joy of the Lord being our strength. And one of the things Amen. They said in this Irish accent, it was so adorable. They said, we've learned, I can't copy the accent, I wish I could, but they said, seriousness is not a fruit of the Spirit, but joy is. And they said, Amen. We need to wrestle for our blessing and get down to the serious business of joy. And that 7-minute mm-hmm. video will put a song in your heart. And if you're kind of in a funk, I'm telling you what, when we last handful of people we've had over for dinner, we sat them down and put that up on
Be
TV.
Joyful.
It's just such a beautiful reminder that, you know, he was saying happiness is a response to pleasant circumstances, but joy is so much deeper. It
it's
really
deeper.
Is a choice to say, this might be true, But truer still is your word and who you are to me and what you promise me. And, boy, it's such an important thing. So, okay, so let's talk about Surely the Presence. Great, great old song, Mary Beth. And we're going to hear your piano version of this. But talk about what this song means to you.
You know, it means everything. It's the song that the first time I heard it in church, I really could sense the Spirit of the Lord, not just on me, but on the congregation. He was blessing our church family. And the way the pianist at that time played it was just so purely simple. It was just beautiful. And so now every time I sit down at the piano to compose, to play for fun, to practice for a concert or whatever, I start and end with that song. And that's also the song that I end a concert with, because I think it's so important that we acknowledge, welcome, and thank the Lord for his presence in our lives.
Love that. Okay, here it is by Mary Beth Carlson, Surely the Presence. Remember that song? If you're young, you might not know it, but we sang it in the church long time ago. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Oh, great song. Beautiful playing. Gave me goosebumps, Mary Beth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's cold enough in here. But thanks.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Sorry.
It's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we've got time, I think, for one more actual song, but then I'm going to ask you about a couple songs you've written that you can just tell us about. We won't be able to hear those today, but What a Friend We Have in Jesus was one of my first songs that I'd heard as a Christian. I just love that song. But talk about it and just what it means to you.
Sure. I love how a few minutes ago you said, if you're going through a tough time in your life, you need to gather your friends around you, you know, have your trusted friends support you and call you and let us be a part of that walking alongside. That's what the Lord does. He walks alongside us. He walks all around us. He goes before us. He's there. He's in us.
Yeah.
And he's the best friend we could ever have. He never will leave us. He never will forsake us. He's there forever. He's our forever friend. And I think that we, as many friends as we have, it's always important to at least have one good trusted friend, but as many friends as we have, we'll never, never know a friend like Jesus and his the depth of his love and compassion.
As you're talking, Mary Beth, I'm thinking of Psalm 139, 5. It says, You both proceed and follow me. You place your hand of blessing upon my head. I love that.
Amen.
And I've been doing this thing a few days a week, just in my quiet time, praying Psalm 23 from memory. Just, you know, I think that's good for your brain and it's good for your spirit. And but I've been thinking about the idea that goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And when you're in Christ, whatever you've done in your past, you can't now look at your past without looking through the lens of goodness and mercy, because God has even redeemed the past. And so, you know, his mercy impacts your past, and you can see, if you really look, he's actually been good too.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, what a friend we have. Oh my goodness, I don't think we even know how
we
good
don't.
A friend he's
been. We have no
been.
Idea.
Well, let's hear this song. And we can't play the whole version, because what happens is if people hear instrumental music too long, they think we've gone off the air.
One break,
that's where we go.
Or we're gone.
And we want, you know, we're very much here, but we're going to be playing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Let's listen in. Beth, just from memory, just if you could recite, I'm totally putting you on the spot, but some of the first lines of that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Well, Susie, I don't sing.
You can sing to
lyrics.
Me now?
No, but I do sing a hymnal right over there.
Yes. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege
to carry everything to God in prayer.
Oh,
thank you
needless.
For helping.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I could go on and on. Okay, so
I do know that song. I'm just having
beautiful.
Fun with you.
No, well, I got to tell you, my boss's wife just texted me, and she said she plays for your music all day at her place of employment, and she so appreciates you, and she's loving today's interview.
Oh.
And she said it sets the tone for peace and calm as we serve families, because she works at a funeral home. And it's just a ministry to the families that she reaches out to. So,
wow, that blesses me. Thank you very much.
I thought that would bless you. Well, the time has just gone by so fast, Mary Beth, and as we wrap up, I really do appreciate how honest you've been about the suffering part of your story, because that's really what connects to others who are walking through the valley themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And the sun will shine again.
Absolutely.
And I'm wondering if you'd pray for that person who feels that they're right there right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, I will. I'm honored that you asked. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your presence here today. We thank you that you do care so deeply for each one of us, and you're there. You're always there. We just need to rest and just bask in your presence and listen. Be still and know that you are God. And I just pray for those people who are in the midst of a very significant struggle and challenge, and they may feel hopeless. Please, Lord Jesus, show them your hope. Show them your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and that this endures. Help them to know that this is what endures. Your love will endure forever, and that you will take care of them, and that they just need to follow, trust in you. Mm. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.
Amen. Mary Beth, thank you for this time today.
Thank you, Susie.
And if people want to get a hold of you to have you come to there and do a concert, or what's your website?
Oh, thanks. It's simply MaryBethCarlson.com.
Easy enough, MaryBethCarlson.com.
You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I am running into your arms of love.
I'm telling you, they have the best lyrics. You got to check them out, Wren Collective. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and you've been listening to Live the Promise. So glad you tuned in. I'm going to leave you with this thought. You hear it most every day, and here it is. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He is the one. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a blessed day. He loves you.